Again, I'll narrate for radio listeners. We see what they've built in China, the U.S., Australia. Giant camps, cupboard camps with drones flying around them. This is the exact model. Quarantine facility, North American prairies. Black armored vehicles driving around. How would they ever train you to be a slave and go live in a camp? How would they normalize it? This is the plan. They admit it's the plan. And only at the end you realize how big the camp is. Everybody's in it, except for a tiny 5% of the public that work for the system. They'll be exterminated, of course, once they get rid of the general public. Beta test is training you to stay in your house. Operational is everybody having to be sent to these systems. And again, why is it robots and drones everywhere? Because they'll follow orders. We can't get enough humans to go along with this. But once they have the machine scaled up, now we go into the little dungeon where he lives, for his safety, of course. Locked down. You learn for years and years later. He's asleep by himself, 8:11. A.M. He wakes up. All he has is a tiny 20 square foot or 10 square foot back porch. He observes what's happening to his neighbors. Because if you volunteer for medical experiments, they claim they let you out. Oh, and they let you out, all right. In a body bag. China actually ran this exact scenario. 3 million Uyghurs live worse than this. And our media endorses it. Face scanning. We got a social credit score. Waves at that neighbor. Got his little iPad.
Good morning. We are bringing to you today's most important news from around the world. Despite all the extraordinary efforts, the government and health system workers are still struggling to bend the curve of growing cases caused by the latest variant of the virus. 5 more people died today and 30 million tested positively. Citizens are now required to wear masks when they step out to the balconies of their isolation facilities and take them off only when they are back to the safety of their rooms. Stay compliant. Stay isolated. Stay safe. And now, on to other news. As the whole planet went on the righteous crusade against climate change and global warming, we are excited to spread the word about another successful project. As science tells us, during the night, plants release CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is a powerful greenhouse gas that dramatically contributes to global warming. But don't worry. Almost 100,000 square miles of South American rainforest has been cleared, and this area is used to construct one of the largest solar panel fields in the world that will provide us with a tremendous amount of clean energy. We will keep fighting the deadly forests and defeat climate change. That is all for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.
They know when they isolate, you become depressed, alone. He takes a nap and remembers driving with his wife in their SUV, going to the mountains, having a campfire. How beautiful and amazing it was. Year after year, he wakes up in the isolation cell. There's something about the isolation cell. See, a lot of folks don't stay in the cell. No. They want to up their social credit score. They push the button, and the nice men come to help them. They just want it to go back the way it was. They make you opt into it. It's how it's all done.
Bruce Kowalski, your weekly food ration has arrived.
Drone drops it off, no human connection. Total isolation that makes all mammals basically kill themselves. You notice his food rations are little protein packets of bug protein, which is the official plan. See, this is not exaggerated. This is actually what they're doing, selling you dystopia as a way to get out of dystopia. But you don't get out of the dystopia. Oh, he pulls his mask down off his nose just to smell the air. Here comes a drone, ever watching. And it stuns him, tasers him, and says,
"Mask up your nose."
Notice it's not a human voice. And they've noticed in China and Australia and here, it's not a human voice. They don't ever hear humans. They want to depress you. He's back to watching the brainwashing. He's allowed to read Drag Ventures, Snow White, now Black. How it's great to have men compete against women. Nothing but anti-human propaganda. Green Friends, Kill the Tree. There's almost no media allowed.
The Godfather movie is banned from our database for misrepresentation and stereotypization of the Italian community. Pulp Fiction movie is banned from our database for excessive violence and racist content. The movie 1984 never existed.
It's 8 in the morning again. Wakes up. And the years go by. Goes out in waves of the people. There's less and less. And the toxic Chinese-made solar panels are everywhere. Remember, Biden's banning 2/3 of cars within 7 years. It's all happening. All the infrastructure's being turned off. Don't worry, we've got an emergency camp for you. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. Funny, no neighbors coming out. Find out why in a moment. He hasn't clicked the contract to take the shot to be released. You go to a larger prison, a nicer one. The seasons pass, the years pass. Robots hover ahead, just like they do in China. All a plan. Small SWAT team units are nearby. In case he has to be killed. Every week he gets his ration of bugs. He gets one can of soda a day. Plenty of fluoride toothpaste. There's a camera in his little cell for the safety, of course. This is a high-tech death camp. You can say I'm a spoiler alert. We're already living. This is not an entertainment. People you share the video
stay
with.
Stay compliant. Stay isolated.
They'll be able to see it for themselves.
And now, on to other news. Say goodbye to cows and beef. As you might know, cows and livestock agriculture in general is a source of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. Cows fart, and the temperature on Earth rises 1 degree with each cow fart, contributing to global warming. This is why the authorities started a cow extermination program, and today the last herd of cows has been dealt with. The Earth has officially become a cow-free planet, and climate change is finally under control. You might get concerned, where would we obtain our proteins from? Chicken and pork are not commonly accessible products, and beef is gone now. Do not worry. Hundreds of alternative protein manufacturing facilities have been constructed on each continent. They process thousands of tons of protein-rich food. This alternative food contains way more protein than beef.
Insects.
It is cheap to cultivate and it doesn't contribute to global warming. Kudos to science and green agenda.
And it's toxic. The chitin shell.
That is all for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.
Bruce Kowalski, your monthly universal basic income has been deposited into your account. For more information, press details. You have been paid 2,000 Central Bank digital tokens. The following fees are being deducted. Accommodation fee. Food ration fee. Recycling fee. Clean energy fee. Personal greenhouse gas emissions fee. Climate change fee. Diversity fee. Your current remaining balance is 5 Central Bank digital tokens, and if not spent, it will expire in 7 days.
And what can he spend it on? All brainwashing, VR, metaverse crap.
Attention. Important announcement.
Dear residents of the quarantine facility number 89, great news. Here at Nova Gene Labs, we grant you a chance to participate in the trials of our new drug, which has been developed by our research team. This drug is absolutely safe and will bring the end to the deadly virus we are all fighting together for the last several years. Those of you who chose to participate will get a significant social credit score boost. As the result, you will be relocated to a superior isolation facility. Receive a higher universal basic income and become eligible for an improved food ration. Should you choose to participate in the Nova Gene Labs clinical trials program, our specialist will visit you within the next few hours, make an injection, and will be daily monitoring your condition online.
And they've officially
your participation is very important
announced all this
and the rest of the world. Make a difference. Follow the science and make the right choice. Nova Gene Labs is not responsible for any side effects, injuries, or death followed after the injection.
Looks no.
Sorry to hear that.
He's one of the only people alive in the death camp. He goes to sleep and remembers traveling to Cuba and laying on the beach. But not anymore. The most powerful part's coming up. Well, they first put him in isolation in their houses and broke his family up. They could all be nice and isolated, and we did the work for them. Ah, the old days. He will eat the bugs. It gives him utopia as the way out. We give them dystopia as the plan. He wakes up again. Oh, there's one neighbor out. But they're only out because, oh, here comes the little tricopter. They're about to take the shot. They're about to be free. Oh, it's so good. There goes an armored vehicle rolling by. He comes out to see what happens the next day, and he's a very interesting yellow crash truck drive by, but it doesn't stop there. It's picking up somebody else that day. A few days later, it comes to pick the neighbor up for freedom. So the tricopter lands, and an agent of the good guys gets out and waves happily at the woman who's about to get a shot, or the man, so they can go free and live in a nicer death camp. Remember that ad? They told him it's totally safe, totally great. But at the end, it said we're not responsible for illness, sickness, or death. So he goes in, gives him the shot, wearing his hazmat outfit, which really is just a cover-up that he's an executioner, and takes back off into the sky, keeping us all safe. Everywhere is 5G towers. Everywhere are drones, armored vehicles. The next day comes out to see how the neighbor's doing. Well, they don't come out on the porch like they always do. He sees this big yellow trash truck drive by, but it doesn't stop there. It moves on to pick up something else. But a few days later, it comes back too. There goes the yellow vehicle with two drones on top. PM, 3 days later, wants to go check on his neighbor. Goes out to the little balcony. If he doesn't wear his mask, he gets tasered. Notice nobody's outside now on their balconies. Everybody seems to be gone. And there's the yellow trash truck in front of the neighbor's house with what looks like two drones carrying a body bag. With a man in a yellow suit covering his face. There's a biohazard sign on it. This is a bad person they just took away. Now he realizes he has no hope. He's never getting out of here. Never ending. They're grinding up the dead bodies, feeding it to you as protein. Not bugs. Soylent Green, you're eating humans. And all the toxic waste have bioaccumulated. It's like you don't want to eat a big tuna that bioaccumulates. You don't want to eat a person. So it's nighttime. He goes back in. Sitting there thinking, what do I do? He goes to sleep and remembers the old apartment he lived in with his wife several years ago. Whole different world.
A new virus that emerged in Asia a couple of months ago keeps spreading all over the world. Some countries are imposing lockdowns and stay-home orders to protect their populations from this highly contagious disease. In our country, three persons in their 90s died of the virus in long-term care facilities. Keeps spreading in our country. Almost 500 new cases have been registered last week. As of today, the whole country is going into a complete lockdown. The health authorities are imposing a strict stay-at-home order. While these measures are tough, they are temporary. We need only 2 weeks to bend the curve.
The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world.
Year. She gets madder and madder at them because they're cooped up. Basic psychology. She's on her phone at dinner. They still got food, though. The food's running out. He's on his computer. And she ends up leaving him. Already isolated. Already ready. And she trusts the system. You notice when she's in the grocery store and it all starts, she's wearing the mask. He's not. Those women just want to get out of things.
Despite strict lockdowns being in place, the virus cases keep growing exponentially.
Now he's home drunk.
The government is considering the option of proclaiming a state of emergency in some areas and relocating citizens to safe and isolated quarantine facilities.
Now they use the emergency alert system that's everywhere. 1 week later, and here comes the military. Everybody do what you're told. Go to the front door. Get on the bus. Military is all compartmentalized as well. They take you to your new home. So see, he's not
Attention
dreaming.
All citizens. Your district is contaminated, and you will be evacuated immediately. Please take only necessary personal belongings and step outside of your homes. You will be transported to a safe, isolated location.
And China, we have the famous videos. I'm going to take all those and put it together with us in the next week. Show like what they say here and show what actually happened. Thousands of buses picking everybody up to take them to camps. And the political prisoners, political enemies just disappeared during that. Everybody goes under the watchful eyes of the military. All their faces covered. And they get on the bus. And they go to their new home to be safe. Thank goodness they want to keep us safe. So this is all a giant test to see if we'll destroy ourselves. Matt Baker's coming up next hour to talk about this and so much more. This is very real. And all the major drills for this, they will use school buses that you see as trusting and loving back when you were a child to load on and be disappeared into the black night. That's how this works, folks. Future, he wakes up at 8 a.m. and decides, I'm not just dreaming about going to Colorado, the mountains now. That's not coming back unless I fight back. Now I'm dreaming about what actually happened to me. Goes to the bathroom and notices the toilet plunger has a nice little stick he can use. Smashes the surveillance camera. Breaks the transponder slave chip off his arm. Doesn't that feel good? There's that book, The Great Reset, he read so many years before. That he put in his backpack when he went to the camp. And he used that now as a weapon as well. He marches outside on his little balcony, not wearing his mask. And here comes the drone to shock him. He notices the trash truck's there. Well, that actually takes the trash away, not the people. Drone comes over to zap him. He throws the Great Reset at one of his propellers, knocks out one of four. He tries to charge up his zapper, but doesn't work. He hits it with the stick, and it crashes. And then they panic and send in all the SWAT teams and robots. But they're all counting on compliance. He climbs to the back of the trash truck and makes it out the front gate. The
Attention.
Beginning.
Non-compliant resident alert.
The beginning of the human rebellion.
Attention.
Why not rebel
resident.
Now? While you're not cornered, while you're not controlled. Why not prepare
Attention.
Now? We are. We're with you. We understand the enemy program. You have to admit it's real. It's all around you.
Attention.
We can beat it together.
Resident alert.
And we will.
Attention. Non-compliant resident alert.
We've got to stop fighting with each other. That's Beyond the Reset. It's on InfoWars.com right now. Share it like your life depends on it, because it does. InfoWars.com. Hour number two ahead. This is real. We are the humans. We will win.